This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. bison industry has gained access to key overseas markets. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The European Commission has proposed legislation that would allow some duty-free access for U.S. bison meat into the European Union. With this legislation, the current 20% tariff on U.S. bison would be eliminated under an annual tariff rate quota for 3,000 metric tons of bison meat. National Bison Association Executive Director Jim Matheson said U.S. producers have long fought for equal access for the EU market.
EU has been a big goal of ours for a number of years. I would say we've been lobbying for 12 to 15 years to lower the tariffs and the duties on our products going over there. And sure enough, last week we got word that they are finally going to go ahead and eliminate those tariffs on bison. And that's what should happen. You know, we pose no competition to European farmers and ranchers. As mentioned, we only produce these animals in the U.S. and Canada. Further, the Canadian government has had a trade agreement with Europe for a number of years that allows them to import bison at 0%, which obviously leaves us at a competitive disadvantage here in the States.
In a surprise announcement, Australia recently announced an end to restrictions on U.S. bison. Matheson said he now sees positive signs for opening key Asian markets to U.S. bison.
We've had inspectors come over to the States from Japan and do audits at some of our bison processing facilities. Everything is going on schedule, and I hope, well, twofold. One, with the Australia and the EU news, that'll set precedent for us to gain access to Japan. And not only Japan, we're also pushing for access to Korea and Taiwan as well.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.